This podcast is brought to you by the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. FAPC is a part of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources on the campus of Oklahoma State University. Today, we are here to talk with Darren Scott about the Product Development Division of FAPC.
My name is Darren Scott, and I'm a food scientist here at the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. Typical activities are going to be helping lots of the entrepreneurs that come in. And my particular portion of sort of the FAPC pie is doing product development. And what that entails, or what that means, is the entrepreneurs will come in with a recipe, and one of the things that I would like to help them do is to try to commercialize it. And that means maybe taking out some of the ingredients that aren't necessarily feasible to use on a large scale, converting the recipe over to maybe units such as pounds, kilograms, liters, that sort of thing, over from home-style units, which are teaspoons, cups, tablespoons. We get lots and lots of different kinds of projects. We've done everything from mustards, coffee syrups, jams, jellies, salsas. My background is in juice, and so I think probably one of the more challenging, but also one that I really liked, was one for a coffee syrup that we worked on. It's just very challenging to try to get the flavor profile that the client wanted, but at the same time, again, make this very large batch in a way that was very consistent, in a way that you could do inside of a factory or a very large scale. I originally went to college at the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville, and I got my undergraduate degree and my master's degree in food science there in Fayetteville. Went to work in the industry for a little bit, heard about a job opening here at the FAPC, oh, a long time ago. This would have been around 2000. I applied for the position and actually got it. Have been here, I'm trying to think, my first day here probably would have been January 3rd, 2000, I think. And completed my PhD here at OSU. You know, one of the things when I was very little was that I always liked science. And, you know, I was always interested in just, you know, how things worked, or I had lots of questions about why. I'm sure my parents could tell you that. Why this? Why that? Why? Why is the sky blue? Why do we have to do this? Why don't we breathe water? That sort of thing. And, you know, as I progressed through, you know, grammar school and through high school, you know, I wanted to find something that I could do in the science field. My father kind of suggested, well, why don't you look at food science? You know, that's very much sort of science-based, and, you know, you get to get a chance to answer lots of questions, and, of course, you like food, so it kind of combines a lot of the things that you already enjoy. And sure enough, I looked at the program, and I really enjoyed it, and that's kind of how I ended up as a food scientist. You know, it's really encouraging that people are becoming more and more interested in our food. You know, I think that that's a very good thing, an important thing. And I hope what that helps, or I hope that encourages even more people to become more interested. You know, one of the things that scientists kind of talk about is sustainability. And I think that the more people that you have sort of aware of those sorts of issues, the better it is for everybody. If you have more questions or would like to learn more about the FAPC, visit us at fapc.biz.
A big thank you goes out to Darren Scott for joining us today. It was incredible learning about his position and the product development division at FAPC. The building Darren calls home is truly a well-respected and easily recognizable force both in the state of Oklahoma and on OSU's campus. Again, for more information about the departments of FAPC, check out the FAPC Connect app in the App Store, or go to fapcconnect.com. You can also visit their website at fapc.biz. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check back in for our next episode, highlighting another department and member of the FAPC staff. You won't want to miss it.